Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
This is the Stampede Blue Podcast, the official podcast of the Indianapolis Colts on the SB Nation Podcast Network. I'm David Walker, and on today's podcast, we're talking about the Week 17 matchup as the 4-10-1 Indianapolis Colts head to New Jersey to take on the 8-6-1 New York Giants. The Colts, obviously, are coming off the 20-3 loss to the Chargers. The first game with Nick Foles, their third starting quarterback of the season, his first time as a starter for the Colts. The Giants have lost two of their last three, including last week, a close game with the Minnesota Vikings, 27-24. For the Giants, this is an important game. This is a win and you're in game for the playoffs. So a lot riding for them. For the Colts, they've got nothing to win at this point and everything to lose from a draft position standpoint. If you're keeping up with that, the Colts are currently fifth in draft order for the 2023 draft class. A win would upset that balance and probably drop them some spots potentially. So with that said, let's get into the injury reports for both teams going into this game. The Colts have already ruled out several players, and a very odd last-second addition that I honestly have never seen before, but we'll see how this one plays out. They have ruled out wide receiver Ashton Doolin with a concussion. Obviously, he took that brutal hit against the Chargers. The one where I cannot remember the name of the safety has not been suspended. I think at this point it's just going to end up in a fine. But Doolin out with a concussion for the second straight week. Tight end Colin Granson is out with an ankle injury. And Kenny Moore is going to miss yet another game, also with an ankle injury. The name I was referring to just a second ago, defensive end Yannick Ngakoue, with a throat injury. I cannot say that I've ever heard of a player having a throat injury before, so this is a first for me at least. And he was a last-second addition. In fact, the news of him being doubtful going into this game came after they released the report ruling out the three previous guys. So again, very, very odd, possibly something that happened after practice, but right now it's not looking good for Yannick Ngakoue to be out there, which is tough. He leads the team in sacks right now. As for the Giants, they've actually ruled out no one at this point. They do have two guys that are questionable, doubtful. First of all, questionable outside linebacker Azeez Ojulari, who's one of their best pass rushers. He is questionable with an ankle injury. And doubtful is cornerback Adoree Jackson with a knee injury. Now, as for these two teams, where do they rank? Offensively, this will come as no surprise. The Colts are 31st. They're second to last in the league. They're 23rd in passing and 25th in rushing. Again, given the fact that this team can barely put points on the board, they were only put up 3 points last week against the Chargers. This is the least surprising statistic. The Giants are 20th overall. They're 27th in passing, but they're 7th in rushing. And we'll get into why that is the case here in just a minute. On the defensive side of the ball, the Colts have dropped all the way to 25th overall. I'm not sure exactly how that comes to fruition, but right now they're ranked 25th. I think holistically the defense is better than that. They're 10th against the pass and 20th against the run. Impressively, they are number 6 in sacks with 43 on the year. So this defensive front has gotten, I would argue they have gotten better as the season has progressed. Which is really quite remarkable when you consider the fact that the offense just has not held up their end of the bargain here. They're 14th in pressure percentage at 22.1 and 7th in hurry percentage at 8.2%. The Giants, meanwhile, are 20th in overall defense. They're 19th against the pass, and they are terrible against the run. They're 28th against the run. They're 16th in sacks at 36. They are, however, third in pressure percentage at 24.7%. And they are a team that tends to blitz a lot. So they don't necessarily get all the sacks, but they do tend to move the quarterback off the spot. 14th in hurry percentage at 7.1%. As for the Giants, let's talk a little bit about their side of the ball before we get into the discussion about the Colts and how they match up. Quarterback Daniel Jones in 15 starts has a completion percentage of 66.5%, 3,028 yards, 13 touchdowns, 5 interceptions for a 90.7 rating. He has been sacked 44 times on the season. However, he is a big part of the rushing game. He is second on the team in rushing with 617 rushing yards and 5 rushing touchdowns. So he is a big part of why their rushing game is in the top 10. Next to him, running back Saquon Barkley, 283 carries for 1,254 yards, big season for him, 10 touchdowns. He also has 55 receptions for 343 yards. This trio of wide receivers is actually very interesting because these are guys that are not household names, and I think this speaks to the system that Brian Daboll, first-time head coach that came out of Buffalo, is installing in New York. Wide receiver Darius Slayton leads the team. He was someone that, you know, if you read one of our articles over at StampedBlue.com, he wasn't even necessarily considered to make the team, and now he's leading them in receiving with 44 receptions for 710 yards, 16.1 average, and 2 touchdowns. Wide receiver Richie James, again, these are not household names, 50 receptions, 493 yards, 3 touchdowns. And wide receiver Isaiah Hodgins, 29 receptions, 309 yards, and 3 touchdowns. On defense, this is not a team that has like a premier pass rusher, at least yet. They're hoping for some of these guys to develop. Defensive lineman Dexter Lawrence has 6.5 sacks. He leads the teams, 63 tackles, 6 tackles for loss, and 25 QB hits. Linebacker Azeez Ojulari, who we mentioned earlier, was on the injury report. 5.5 sacks, 14 tackles, 3 tackles for loss, and 7 quarterback hits. And Kayvon Thibodeau, 3 sacks, 44 tackles, 4 tackles for loss, and 12 QB hits. This one looks like a matchup for the Colts to lean on the running game. And we're going to talk about that in just a second as we go through the Colts lineup, how they match up with the Giants, and our predictions for the game. But before we do that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. And we're back on the Stampede Blue podcast. This is Dave Walker. We're talking about the Week 17 matchup with the Colts going into New York to take on the Giants. The Giants are in a win and you're in scenario for the playoffs. This game means a lot to them. Meanwhile, the Colts are looking at a top 5 draft pick. You can probably guess how we think this one's going to go. As for the Colts, they will be bringing back Nick Foles for his second straight start. In his first start last week, he had a 58.6% completion percentage, 143 yards, no touchdowns, 3 interceptions, 31.9 passer rating. He was sacked 7 times. And speaking of, if you look at all the Colts quarterbacks this year, they have been sacked a total of 56 times through week 16. Just a dreadful, dreadful number. On the ground, running back, obviously, Jonathan Taylor is done for the year. And at this point, good for him. Let's hope he gets back next year fully healthy. He has sort of been battling through injuries this year. And look, even though he didn't have the big season that you know we normally would expect from him, I don't think you can complain about his performance at all, given everything else that's going on the team. I'm looking forward to seeing Jonathan Taylor back in 2023 fully healthy. In his stead, running back Zach Moss, who was recently signed as part of the trade with Buffalo, 43 carries for 177 yards, 4.1 average. And running back Deion Jackson has more carries at 57, 191 yards, but a 3.3 average and 1 touchdown. I will say I like the look of Zach Moss. He does have a more physical running style. He does tend to break more tackles. I don't think he has the same vision as a runner that you would see in JT, but he has done fairly well in recent weeks, and I think we'll see him get the bulk of the carries in this game. And frankly, Given the rankings on defense and what we've read from the five questions with the Giants, I do think that the Colts should be looking to lean on Moss and to lean on Jackson extensively. This is a Giants defense that struggles to stop the run. As for the Colts receivers, wide receiver Michael Pittman has 90 receptions, 854 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Rookie wide receiver Alec Pierce, 35 receptions, 536 yards, a very healthy 15.3 average, and 2 touchdowns. And wide receiver Paris Campbell, knock on wood, who has stayed healthy the entire season, 54 receptions, 529 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Right now, this the funny thing is, as the Colts quarterbacks have continued to struggle, I would argue that the offensive line has done a little bit better job in recent weeks. Bernard Raimann has really begun to settle in at left tackle. I think the potential everyone has talked about is actually starting to come to fruition. He is still making mistakes, which is to be expected. He is a rookie third-round left tackle who's only been playing the position for a couple of years. He makes mistakes sometimes in the worst possible instances, and I know it is incredibly frustrating, and people want to get focused on that, but his overall play has been improving. I think he is turning into a solid left tackle with even more upside beyond that. It is nice to see him developing. I think the Colts can settle in with believing they have their left tackle of the future figured out. Kelly at center has been a little bit better. He is still playing well below his standard as a pro bowler in the past. Will Fries at right guard, I think, is still the weakest link on this offensive line. I think the Colts need to look at fixing right guard permanently next year. And Smith at right tackle has been a steady player at that position. So the fact that the Colts can't get anything going offensively, I think, is a little bit of the offensive line. They've been the big problem this year, don't get me wrong. I think a big part of it right now is the quarterbacks, and I think many of the players, frankly, are just checked out on this season. It's been a disaster. The coaching change, your coach being fired midway through the season, Jeff Saturday, they're on a losing streak. And the other thing here is just the shifting back and forth between the quarterbacks, I think, has been obviously disruptive, not only to the locker room, but on the field as well. You know, guys getting used to who is under center and having that change, you know, three times, actually four or five times now at this point during the year, has been sort of crazy for any. And it's clear the Colts need to figure out long-term future at quarterback. And quarterback has definitely been an issue this year. But I don't think Foles is any better. I don't think, you know, Ryan is clearly at the back end of his career. He's probably done after this year, if we're being honest. Sam Ehlinger, I wish they would give him more of a shot. I'd love to see what he can do. He's the only young guy here. Why not put him out there? It's not like you're getting a tremendous performance from Foles. I don't understand what the Colts are doing at quarterback. But right now, I think the biggest issue is play calling. It's something we don't talk about much, but we have a play caller who has literally never been an offensive coordinator in the NFL before, in Parks Frazier. I like the kid. I liked what he did in that first game against the Raiders, but ever since it's been sort of erratic, and we're not seeing guys get open. We're not seeing this wide receiver core get open. We're not seeing the tight ends being utilized consistently. And I think there's just a flow issue with the offense. Now, to be fair, it's not like the quarterbacks have helped some of that. And the offensive line has had breakdowns at the worst possible moments. But right now, the whole picture for the Colts offense is just disastrous. This is not a great Giants defense, to be clear. And I think the Colts can run the ball on them. If you look at Thibodeau, Williams up the middle, they're the guys you need to worry about. Ojulari, I think, is someone who, depending on whether he's in the game or not, can make a difference on the other side. But this is not a great Giants defense. The problem is the Colts have one of the worst offenses in the league. I don't think they're going to take advantage of this matchup. Now, can the Colts shut down this Giants offense? I think they're going to limit them. I'm a big believer in this Colts defense. I think that any head coach coming in next year is going to look at this defense. He's going to look at this defensive line, especially guys like Dayo Odangbo, who now has 5 sacks. Four tackles for loss, 11 quarterback hits. He has 3.5 sacks in just the last two games. The 2021 second round, he's really beginning to you know, come into his own. Kwity Paye, 6 sacks on the year, 10 tackles for loss, 10 QB hits. And he's missed quite a few games, you know, due to injury. Grover Stewart, 4 sacks as a nose tackle, 9 tackles for loss. He has been an absolute force. And obviously, you still have DeForest Buckner, who has 8 sacks, 9 tackles for loss, 18 quarterback hits. And Yannick Ngakoue. Guys, this defensive front is really, really good. And they have gotten better as the season has progressed. I am very, very bullish on the future for, and a lot of these are young guys, Kwity Paye, Odengbo, Grover Stewart. These are guys, you know, and Buckner is still under 30. I think Buckner still has several good years in him. This is a really, really good defensive front. I think they're going to give Daniel Jones some problems in this game. Jones is mobile, and the Colts have struggled with some, you know, the mobile quarterbacks this year. Jones does get out of the pocket. He does a really good job at that. And I think he's underrated in that regard. You know, many people think of all the, you know, guys that can scramble in this league, and Jones does it as well as anybody. He has to behind this defensive line or this offensive line, which is not particularly great, except at, you know, left tackle. Honestly, I think this one can end up being closer than people are anticipating. The Giants are obviously the better team, but the matchups here with the Colts defensive front sort of, you know, being, you know, a really, really good unit that's you know, coming into their own. These wide receivers, I think I like the matchup of Gilmore and Faison. We're going to miss Isaiah Rogers, who did go on injured reserve this week, you know, out there. So the Colts secondary has, you know, taken some hits, but this is not necessarily a wide receiver core that's intimidating. They're better than I think people anticipated, but I don't think that they're an intimidating unit. I think this game's going to be close. The Colts have not necessarily been blown out all season. They have had a few of those, but for the most part, the defense has kept them close, and I think that is going to be the case in this game. The Giants' offense is still a work in progress, but Saquon Barkley, Jones, I don't think we're going to be able to contain them enough to get the upset win. I do think the Colts will go on the road and drop to 4-11-1 on the season. I think the Giants do win and get into the playoffs, but I think it's going to be a close game. You're going to hear it here first. I think this one's going to end up Giants 17, Colts 10. So, yeah, I'm predicting the Colts get a touchdown in this one. We'll see how that goes. All right, guys, if you have questions, comments, feedback, you can find me on Twitter at NFLDW. And, of course, our articles daily at StampedeBlue.com. This is David Walker. Thank you guys for listening in. We'll talk with you next time.